My name is Paul Nixon, and I'm a military historian at findmypast.co.uk.
My name is William Spencer, and I'm the Principal Military Specialist at the National Archives at Kew. The important thing about the First World War and the Battle of the Somme in particular was that the British Army were trying to relieve pressure on the French, our allies, who'd been fighting the Germans around Verdun. And, of course, we were trying to break through the German lines so that we could defeat Germany. The number of casualties on the 1st of July 1916 was such, you're talking about almost 20,000 men killed and another 40,000 wounded or missing. It was the worst day for the British Army on the Western Front during the First World War, and it's just something that a lot of people remember even now, 100 years on.
Find My Past is commemorating the 100th anniversary of the Battle of the Somme by making all of its military records available free of charge until the 4th of July. So that's 65 million records in total, and amongst those 12.5 million records from the First World War. So within those records that Find My Past is making free of charge until the 4th of July, you'll find service records of men who served in the British Army. You'll find pension records of soldiers. You'll find records for men who served in the Royal Air Force, the Royal Flying Corps, the Royal Navy, the Merchant Navy. You'll find information across many, many different data sets, data collections, so you'll find regimental records as well. So you can really start to piece together stories about ancestors by looking at these records.
Military service records really detail the career of an individual who saw service in the armed forces during the First World War. They will tell you when they joined. They will give you information relating to where they were born and their age on enlistment. They can also give you a physical description. They will give you information about where the individuals served in France or Palestine or Egypt. They can tell you things about their family, especially if the individual died during the First World War. You get forms which list all the next of kin and all the brothers and sisters of an individual. So there, it's a snapshot of a man's career between when they joined and when they left, and all the sorts of signposts that you can then use to build up a bigger picture of what an individual did during the war.
The PALS battalions were a phenomenon of the First World War, and they were formed in response to an appeal by Lord Kitchener, who was the minister of the war minister. And he asked for volunteers. He knew the regular army was not large enough to cope with the German army, and so he asked for volunteers. So you had men flocking to enlist, but you also had appeals being set up in cities and towns in the United Kingdom. And these were appeals that were set up by the local worthies, so it might be the mayor or the councillors or the local MP. And these people said, let's get together local men, men who are working together because they'll perform better. They know each other. They work together. They come from the same community. They speak the same language. Let's get them together to form a local battalion. And that's exactly what they did. So they raised these battalions, they funded the battalions, they trained them, they equipped them. The War Office provided the weaponry and ultimately would reimburse them. But these were really local communities of men coming together, training together, and they trained well for well over a year and then went to France. And for many of them, they were killed on the opening day of the Battle of the Somme. So people can go to findmypast.co.uk for more information. Simply go to the website, register your details, and then start searching the 65 million records that we've made available free of charge.